Thank you very much for letting us present our work here today. So we're being in Edinburgh, we're back in the muscle world. So to give a bit of orientation, being in ICU has a huge effect on muscle size, but also the strength of our muscles. And you can sort of see here that muscle size is proportionate to the amount of time you spend in ICU and overall as well as on individual muscles. And if we bear in mind that the musculoskeletal system makes about 80% of our whole body mass, and with ICU patients losing up to 4% of this a day, this has huge effects on sort of their sort of strength when they come out of ICU roughly 7 to 9 days later. So in addition to this muscle wastage that we sort of see, we also see this lack of muscle strength. So we see this weakening in muscles. Here we have a control of an ICU patient without any weakness, and we can see that this huge sort of distortions in the fiber makeup. As we can sort of see, there's some critical illness myopathy, which is a version of this ICU acquired weakness. But up until now, no one's looked into the stiffness or the mechanical changes of the muscles, only really the size and the strength of patients. And bearing in mind that these patients are particularly weak, and we're in a fairly unique position to be able to do this. So we're using MRE in this situation to look into the not only the size, but the mechanical properties of the muscles that change when they're after discharge of ICU from about 7 days up until convalescence, which is just a medical term for a recovery period, really. As I was saying, we've got 9 patients so far at their discharge stage. And so far, we've got 4 patients who have returned after 4.5 months on average, but we've still got recruitment going, so these are still fairly preliminary results. And to get the MRE data, we use a multi-frequency MRE with a loudspeaker thiacuff actuator. And so far, the analysis has consisted of CSA and G-star measurements from an ROI analysis. So first I'll talk about the size changes in the muscles. So overall, we can see that at discharge, average muscle size is significantly lower than a healthy age-matched control. However, at return, it significantly increases. But this, bear in mind, this is overall. In the quadriceps, we don't see the significant increase on their sort of return. And that was a surprise to us. So a brief overview of what we've sort of seen in the muscle stiffness so far. And we can see that here on the healthy control is sort of seeing a 2.5 sort of kilopascals G-star, and then that significantly decreases in both size and stiffness with an increase with particularly increase here, which I'll explain in a minute. So as you can sort of see, we've got an overall G-star decrease, very significant, and also, but even more so in the quadriceps themselves. So we are seeing that the quadriceps are more prone than the rest of the muscles, as we're not seeing a significant effect in the hamstrings themselves or the adductors in themselves. Bearing in mind that we only have 4 patients so far that have returned, these are still fairly preliminary, but an interesting find we've seen, in addition to an overall increased stiffness suggesting on some level a mechanical recovery, we're finding a huge stiff G-star increase in the semimembranosus, one of the hamstring muscles at the back, one of the key ones really for knee flexion or judging movement. And then when we're comparing these returning patients to the healthy controls, there's not a significant difference between the two, but there's still an interesting pattern between the quadriceps slightly lower than the healthy controls and the posterior adductors and the hamstrings still slightly higher. Yeah, to go over that summary a little bit further, we're seeing a good correlation in terms of G-star and CSA between healthy controls, which are not seen in ICU patients. And that generally speaking, CSA and G-star do decrease during the time in ICU, but by the 4.5 months recovery period, they're somewhat recovered. So this increased stiffness and semimembranosus is a new finding in terms of critical care As you can probably appreciate, the area is fairly limited due to the fragility of the patients. So we're working quite closely with the physiotherapy team to get a good clinical insight into this. Mainly, a lot of the physiotherapy and research shows that during periods of immobility, for example, even at just a week, what you see in ICU, you see these, particularly the hamstring muscles, shorten. But to date, physiotherapists note that the hamstrings stiffen up, but to this date, they haven't been able to quantify it, what we've been able to do here. And as a result of this, they have reduced range and have this sort of hunched over approach, which has, you know, affects their recovery, where physiotherapy is focused on strengthening the quadriceps. So whilst patients are trying to strengthen these muscles and extending the knee forward, they're straining this muscle, potentially making it tighter and tighter, or more stiffer, and so limiting it even further. So it's sort of this circular sort of defeating logic. This preliminary result is showing that even though that patients are significantly affected by it, there is some sort of recovery. I mean, potentially if we the changes on a later date, we'd see a full recovery, but after 4.5 months, they're generally back on their feet and being able to go about it. The most interesting result from this is that potentially we need to address the way in which physiotherapy is approached back home. Focusing purely on strengthening the quadriceps for stability, which does make sense. Potentially they need to also do a holistic approach in terms of stretching out the hamstrings, stretching out the adductors, and doing it that way, almost like a yoga thing instead of just strength training. And thank you very much for letting us show this. This is a really good chance. Thank you.
Okay, any questions? Come on, somebody ask a question. No? Okay.
How did these effects, or did you look at how these effects occurred over the time in the ICU?
No, we didn't. This was a very proof of concept whether MRE could pick up anything, but potentially these results would be a follow-on study where we would have a time period like month by month, or right. Sort of approach to which I think would make much more sense, really.
Had all the subjects here spent about the same amount of time?
They roughly spent about 7 to 9 days, give or take 1 day or so, which is the average overall, really, for most ICU patients. So.
This is more of a background question, but maybe you know the answer. In normal adults, can you detect differences between, say, athletes or people in good training or younger versus older based on muscle stiffness or muscle viscoelasticity?
That's definitely something potentially at some point we'd like to look into. I mean, you would think that you would, because if you're training every day, surely not only the size would increase, but the stiffness would increase maybe marginally. But I would add.
Has that been done?
Currently working on that. And at the moment, it's looking like as you get older, the stiffness of the muscles marginally decrease. But we're still waiting to get more and more people to jump on with the project. So, but yeah.